Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Time's yours at 1:45. Eagles and Browns in 2 days. Reminder that John and I have the Facebook Live pregame show, the other pregame show, Sunday morning, starting at 10:30, 10:30 to noon. So if you are kicking around Sunday morning looking for some Eagles content Sunday morning, of course, there's the WIP, you know, Eagles pregame show, which airs right here on the radio station every Sunday. But so, too, on Facebook Live does the show John and I do, the other pregame show. And you can watch it via the WIP Facebook account. So 10:30 to noon, Facebook account this Sunday and every Sunday when the Birds play a game. Let's go to the phones and talk to Matt, who's with us in Delaware. Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Matt?
Joe, congrats on the 140.
Thank you, buddy.
It is
a staggering achievement if you think about it. I mean, imagine competing 160 times and 140 of those times you win, Matt.
Can you imagine if the contestants you were playing against were completely untested or vetted for a majority of those times?
Matt, I'll take your compliment and say thank you, sir.
I just want to express how like Doug Peterson's play calling is so frustrating this season.
I'm right there with you.
It seems like majority of the time it seems very predictable. And if it's very predictable to me, I'm pretty sure the other teams can tell what's going to happen on the field with Doug's play calling.
Oh yeah, and, no question about it. And it's limiting. Like that, it's crazy to me that we don't branch out more. When you don't have success being vanilla, like why would you keep being vanilla? It doesn't make sense at all, does it?
Not at all. And then it gets us behind in the game where it's making him aggressive and going for these dumb two-pointers and not even calling good plays on those. Well, I think it was last night the Seahawks or the Cardinals, one of them missed that extra point, and even the announcer was saying how crucial in games extra points can be.
And and we seem to do it every game. We'll miss extra points every game because we go for two on too many of those extra points.
Yeah, it is frustrating. He's run a little wild with it this year. Matt, give me a great redhead.
Well, the lady before me took mine with Ron Howard, so I'm going to go with Carson's doppelganger, Prince Henry.
I'm sorry, which?
Yeah. Oh, said Carson's Prince Henry. Doppelganger, Prince Henry.
Oh, Prince Henry, yeah.
Harry. It's Harry.
Prince
Henry.
Oh,
it's
yeah, Prince
Henry.
Harry.
It's Harry.
Prince Harry. So that guy's, what's he kicking around America right now? Canada? Like, what's his?
Canada, I think he's I think, right? Isn't he Canada?
Well, they like moved to L.A.
Did they?
Now they might be in Canada now. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what I'd love to say. I would love to.
He's sort of revolted.
Well, very much. I would love to see a conversation where they just have it out. The Queen and Meghan Markle. I mean, just go at it. Right? I mean, Meghan Markle basically got in there. And Harry's like, all right, I'm out. Going with Meghan Markle to the new world.
Good work by Meghan Markle.
Yeah, you'd think the Queen might have something to
put
say
a foot
about
down
that.
Oh,
right?
I think the Queen has had something to say about
it. Yeah.
So, it's been quite a turnaround for Harry over the last few years. Let's go to Derek, who's with us. Derek, you're on WIP.
They seem to be in love, though.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Derek.
Hey, how you doing, John? John, get off the Ike juice, bro. Carson Wentz and Patrick Mahomes, come on, bro.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Can't believe what?
Anyway, that you wouldn't think we'd have at least three more wins for Patrick Mahomes.
Do you understand my point? I mean, I'm trying to make a point there.
What's your point?
That one guy can't salvage this broken organization. That's my point. So I'm trying to tell you that you can't just say inserting the greatest quarterback in the league right now would make it okay. Because I'm trying to suggest to you that we are just flat out broken, and Carson's got a really tough job ahead of himself.
Yeah, but he's the leader, though. He's the brokest one.
Yeah, he's broken too. I mean, I'm certainly not denying that, but I think you have to consider the possibility that Patrick Mahomes, if he has to run this offense with these players and these coaches, how long till he's broken?
Yeah, I'm saying Carson Wentz's morale is broken. Like, I don't know. He's frustrating to watch. All the money he gets.
Yeah.
And people think that he's a good kid, but he got a $100 million contract. when you got $100 million, the ego is going to change. So him, you're saying he's not being coached right, it could be him. Maybe he don't want to be coached right because he's the highest paid player on the team. And Doug Peterson was a bum quarterback, and he's like, oh, this guy's a bum. I don't listen to him. So
yeah, mate, anyway, there could be some of that.
Yo, Joe, you're a G. You want to know why? You took my Facebook friend request, right? And I searched all your friends looking for an Amy. And you don't even have an Amy on your friends list, bro. That's genius right there.
Come on, man. You think I just fell off the Apple? What's the term? Apple card?
Or...
Come on, man.
How long till she resents the fact that you're denying her existence, Joe?
You got to keep it like that. Less people that know, the better.
There you go, Derek. There it is.
Yeah. Our famous redhead, Chuck Norris, can't be the winner. That's too easy. I'm going to go Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
That's a really good one.
Do we know that he's a redhead?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Peter Pan's a redhead.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You've seen Peter Pan before, right?
I mean, I've seen some Peter Pan, like, cartoon stuff, I guess, but I don't.
Well, you know, Peter Pan
I don't have
cartoon.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he's not a real guy.
Yeah, I'm differentiating between like a Peter Pan poster. I mean, I'm just trying to like, you
They're all redheads.
I didn't know that. I love it. John's like, you've seen a Peter Pan thing before, right?
Peter Pan is.
Sorry, I didn't know he was a redhead. All right?
I don't think you knew he was a cartoon. Did you think he was real?
I thought he was real.
No.
Peter Pan.
No.
He's from the 70s. You know, he lived for 30 years. He died around the turn of the century. Yeah, I know. Peter Pan. Yeah, real guy, sure. Real guy.
It's peanut butter, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's get to
it's the best peanut butter, by the way.
I'm a Skippy guy. But I don't know. I don't
Are you
a Skippy
really?
Guy, too.
But have you tried?
Probably not.
Have you tried Peter Pan?
I have not in years.
I'm telling you, it is the best.
Okay.
And I will stand by that. I vouch for it. I really want you to try it. There's a real difference.
I'll
tell you what I think is foul, and I will use that term foul. I haven't had it in like 30, 35 years. The chunky peanut butter.
Oh, like see, I just got butter. Some last night because they were out of the creamy Peter Pan.
I mean, I prefer
Peter
creamy,
Pan.
But chunky's still good.
It's nasty.
No, it's
about?
Not.
It's great.
It's
chunky's
more
great.
Of what you like.
What are you talking about?
More nasty. Peanuts.
No, I don't like it at all.
Nasty. Like, I can understand if you just prefer the smooth peanut butter, but to go from
I like to mix it up.
Yeah, and either
like
way,
both.
Like, if you like the smooth peanut butter, how is it nasty? Like, maybe you don't like it as much, but to say it's nasty.
I haven't done it for over 30 years, peanut butter like that.
Done it.
Let's settle down. So what I'm saying is maybe I had a bad experience with chunky peanut butter when I was like 8. I'm just telling you my recollection.
Why would you ever try it again then, right?
Well.
If something bad happens at 8, I'm done for life.
All right, let's get to the division. Because as we know, we've talked about it through this week, you know, the Eagles have a really rough 5-game stretch here, which will certainly involve them being an underdog in all 5 games. As you know or might not know, the 5 teams the Eagles play up ahead here this these coming 5 weeks at Cleveland, which is the easiest of the 5 remaining games. And then the other games are home versus Seattle, at Green Bay. Well, actually, I should say this next one maybe becomes easier. The next one is home versus the Saints, and Drew Brees might not play in that game. Taysom Hill, by the way, named the Saints starter today for this week's game. So he gets the nod over Winston. So anyway, the Eagles schedule at Cleveland.
I wonder what that means, though. I mean, I wonder if Jameis plays too.
Well, it could be. Could be. So the Eagles 5 games at Cleveland, home versus Seattle, at Green Bay, home versus New Orleans, at Arizona. That's brutal. All right. So we say, well, let's look at the rest of the division. Let's start with the Giants. Now, all 4 teams end. I was going to say all 4 teams end with 2 division games. That's not correct. All right. Here's the deal. So the Giants, as we know, are 3-7-1. The Eagles are 3-5-1. Eagles
are 3-7. You said 3-7-1.
I'm sorry. Yes. Let me back up. The Giants are 3-7. The Eagles are 3-5-1. The Eagles are 3/4 of 1 game ahead of the Giants. Sounds bizarre, but it's what it is. The next 5 for the Giants. Bye week this week. Then they are at Cincinnati. Not a good team. Then they're at Seattle. Good team. Home versus Arizona. Home versus Cleveland. That's the easiest. That's a lot. That's easier than the Eagles. Let's put it that way. That's easier than the Eagles.
But
not super easy. But they do get Cincy in there, which there's no Cincy in these 5 for the Eagles. So it's a little easier for the Giants than the Eagles. All right. Then you say, well, what about Washington? Now, Washington right now is 2-7. Okay. They're a game and a half back of the Eagles. Here's the deal. Washington's games are home versus Cincy. Washington is a slight favorite. At Dallas, which means one of those 2 teams, Dallas or Washington, wins. at Pittsburgh, probably a loss. At San Francisco, we'll see. Probably a loss, but San Fran's not what they used to be.
No, they're not.
Yeah, and home versus Seattle. So I would say that's easier than the Eagles.
Yeah, I think it is.
Next five.
Don't count them out.
I don't. Yeah. Believe me, I don't. And then there's Dallas. And I'll tell you what, when you hear this schedule, I'd say don't count them out either. So Dallas is 2-7. Here's their five teams. At Minnesota, not easy. Not impossible, but not easy. Home versus Washington, again, either Dallas or Washington gets a win. At Baltimore, at Cincy, they could win it. That's Andy Dalton, by the way, going back to the Bengals. Home,
yeah.
Home versus San Francisco.
So they have the easiest.
They have the easiest. And I would say the Eagles have the hardest.
Agree.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Not ideal. Not ideal. So, you know, it's amazing. These Cincy's and Cleveland's and Seattle's and, you know, it's going to be a lot of the same teams for these teams up ahead. And but the Eagles have a harder road. But they also have the lead right now, and that helps. But a harder road with the next five games. 215-592-9494. Let's do it.
You know, the return to Cincinnati thing,
yep.
That does bear some weight for whatever reason. Now, Andy Dalton hasn't had a chance to really connect with that offense mm-hmm. yet because he's been banged up. You know, like he didn't really get a chance to get out there and show what he could do.
Yep.
But by that point in time, you'd think that there are some guys on that offense who want to actually win for his sake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like him. He's their quarterback. He's going back. The team that discarded him. There's something to that. Yeah.
There
yeah.
certainly could be.
There won't be guys crying about it like yeah. that, like T.O., but there will be guys who give a little something.
And by the way,
that's a team that needs motivation.
Well, they do.
Because they can't manufacture it themselves. Yep. And it might help them.
And that Drew Brees point, I mean, we don't know if he's going to play against the Eagles or not. And that's a huge swing factor in that game. The Eagles could be favored if he doesn't play. That is possible.
We won't be favored.
It might be.
No, we won't.
Well, let's see how Taysom.
Come on, man.
Taysom Hill or Winston
Their
for 60
defense,
minutes? I don't know about that. We'll see.
Yeah, I do. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I promise we won't be favored.
All right. Mark that down, Seltzer. He says if Drew Brees doesn't play, he promises the Saints will be favored. We shall see. Let's hit it, as we do every Friday at this time with Drop of the Week. All righty, Drop of the Week, as we do every week at this time. A little look back on some of the notable moments this week. A little laughs. What happened? James Seltzer, what do we got?
All right, let's start it off with the week not starting off so great. John in Coatesville had this to say on Monday.
Let's go to John in Coatesville. John, you're on WIP.
E-A-G-L-E-S sucks.
Oh, no. Man, that is... wonder if that's ever happened before on WIP.
Yeah, it was something right there.
That is something, man.
Yeah. I mean, even Doug Peterson was pissed off.
I'm pissed off.
So, all right, Richie, you said this.
I'm a huge Deuce fan.
Okay.
Wow.
Good to know.
I am. I'm a huge Deuce fan. That's pretty funny, man.
No.
That is really funny.
I heard
funny.
You say it and I had to
oh,
grab
boy.
It.
Oh, boy.
And to clarify, Deuce Staley.
Correct.
Very smart coach.
Sure.
Deuce Staley.
Sure.
All right, Joe, we had a hypothetical on AMA. It was a spin of the roulette wheel. You either get $100 million or you go to jail for 10 years. You had a pretty good reason for why you were choosing what you were choosing.
I can't do it. Since this is a pretend hypothetical, I would –
It's not, I don't think it's I
can I tell
agree.
You why can I tell you
sure,
why
go ahead.
All right. So first
you,
off
you in jail would not
I'm gonna make it really
do
simple
have a chance for parole?
I'm gonna make it really simple in five words. Okay, five words. I would die in jail.
True.
So true, man.
So true. Yeah. Like definitively true.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
100% true.
I don't know what your deal is, man, because you just can't say a word.
$5 to win $125, and all you have to do is pick either team to win. It's a spectacular deal, and it's exclusive with FanDuel Sportsbook.
Again!
It's exclusive.
It's unbelievable.
Exclusive. It's exclusive.
Exclusive. I really struggle with
it. I know, and I saw you giggle as you did it, too, because you just knew that I was grabbing it.
Yeah, I know I was in trouble.
All right, we talked about Annie. You gave us a little Annie yourself, Joe.
You remember? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
No,
you
I don't
remember that either now.
Yep.
Except, James, you should know, as someone who's seen Annie, it wasn't Annie that said that.
No, I don't. I haven't seen Annie in
no.
like it was 30
her,
years.
It was her friend. It was her friend. That said, oh, my goodness.
I should
oh
not know that.
You should know
it's been
that.
Like 25, 30 years.
Okay.
But. All right, a few from today. We got a couple kids going at it. A little Go Birds for the first one.
Go Birds!
Bird.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. And then, of course, Chris bringing back all three of his triplets, giving us this. Like, really coordinated. And, like, yeah. Terrific.
Yep.
That's so
right.
Cute.
And one last, I had to pull it out. You got a little ridiculous with your hammer win today.
Oh.
A 4-1
bang,
victory.
Baby.
By the
bang!
Way, real quick, though.
Bang!
Markel Fultz was the Markel Fultz. The grad,
last he doesn't guy. Deserve to be an answer. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, 1-4-0-20. I mean, it's a freaking knockout of Andy and Deptford. Listen, Weasel, whatever your name is, Deptford Andy, what do you got to say for yourself, little jump?
Wow.
Hey, man, Wentz hater, I wasn't on my A game. I tip my cap to you. I got a redhead, though. How about Gritty?
How about that's this? How about no redheads?
One.
How about
that's
more? How about more of me to you
Did
right
you
now?
Did you call him little chump?
Yeah, little chump. I love it. What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
Yep. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. This,
what
this,
do you got to say for yourself, little chump? I can't believe you went there.
So this
little
is
chump.
This is the kind
called
of
called him Weasel right in there. Too.
No, he did.
I mean,
this is the
wow.
kind that this weekend bathtub. Like I'll be soaking in the tub. Listening to my own hammer victory. What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?
I can't get enough.
Is it the winner?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. What do you got to say for yourself, little chump? Oh, man. Makes me happy. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to the sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. Hey, Sledge.
No, you mean when you are going to be sitting in the tub, you're going to be saying, how about that, mini chump? And then it's going to say, I can't get it up.
Well.
Hey, now.
You know, I'll just be reading
can't
a book.
It up.
I'll just be reading a book. I don't think I'll be worrying about other things at that time.
Yeah, that's what Andy says too. All
Sledge right. getting a little provided risque today.
Yeah, wow. A little bit.
Provided she's real. Anyway, Tyrannosaurus Rich, how you doing?
Wow. Sledge of Allegiance.
Ooh. Ooh. Well done.
That is really good.
So.
Wow, that was a good
here's the thing about
the best yet.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Thank you.
So about the game this weekend, here's the big question. What team is going to show up? Are we going to get the team that dominated the Niners, gave the Steelers and the Ravens a
well,
run
they,
to their
they
money?
Haven't, they haven't dominated anybody for what it's worth. They beat
okay,
the
well,
Niners.
They did what they had to do. But give the Steelers a run for their money, Ravens a run for their money. Or are we going to get the team that almost cowered in the corner against Dallas, couldn't do really nothing against Cincinnati except pile, you know, and completely fell apart against the Giants? What team are we going to get?
I think we'll see the same team that's played for most quarters in nine. Look, they've played 36 quarters, and most of them have been unimpressive.
They're bad.
They're a bad team.
They're real bad.
Yeah, they're a bad football team.
The personnel is bad. The coaching is bad. The front office gave them no chance to win. They're bad.
Yeah, they're bad. I agree with John.
Yeah.
They're a bad
team. And Joe, as far as your little comment about Baker Mayfield, one, don't ever insult the Bronco like that. Okay, that's a big no-no. Two, Baker Mayfield, with the team that we have going right now, we wouldn't have a win, period. We would lose every game. Because if Carson isn't struggling with what he has worked with, there's no way Baker Mayfield is going to do any better.
All right, Sledge, despite your ridiculous comment, I'm going to give you a chance to win our contest today with Redhead. Who do you have?
Well, the redhead I have actually comes as a pair. So I'm going to go with Raggedy Ann and Andy.
No, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That is really good.
I was Andy for Halloween one year. I mean, I think I was like 2
mm-hmm.
or 3. I was so young that I didn't pick the costume, you know, like that age.
And he remembers it vividly, Seltzer. Of course he does, when he was 2.
Oh, no, I saw pictures.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's different. Okay.
Very different.
Because I know you present yourself as with memory at the age of 1, which is...
I'm sorry. You can't deny me that. I have memory from the first day I was left at the babysitter's. I was 1 year old.
Yeah. All right. Now, so he says, 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 play. Who wins on Sunday? John, what do you think the results came down on Twitter today? A, the Eagles, B, the Browns.
Well, I think Ray saying he thinks the Browns are going to win is going to amplify the number of people who are feeling positive about this. So it should be... 90% say the Browns because that's realistic, but I'm going to say it jumps to like, I don't know, 70% say the Browns, 30% Eagles.
It's close to 50-50. 55% say Browns, and I think it should be higher. But look, Shil Kapadia and Ray Diddy both think the Eagles win the game, and that was before Myles Garrett was ruled out. All right, up ahead, time's yours. Show to Cameron John Ritchie on WIP. What do you got to say for yourself, little chump?